We thank the Lord for the hymn we just sung.
我们感谢主为着刚才所唱的诗歌。
Our Lord Jesus is our Ebenezer. That means He's the stone of help for us.
我们的主耶稣基督就是我们的以便一切，就是那块帮助我们的磐石。
Our hearts all often wander.
我们的心经常游荡。
But this hymn reminds us to come unto Him.
但这首诗歌来提醒我们再回到他面前。
I also thank the Lord this morning during the time of worship.
而且也感谢神今天早上为着我们今天早上敬拜的时间。
Our brother reminded us about this matter of pour out or consecration.
我们的弟兄提醒我们就是在奉献的时候把我们自己倾倒出来。
Okay, this is also in my heart and the burden for this morning.
这也是我今天早上心里的负担。
Okay, let's look at the two verses in Colossians chapter 2.
让我们来看两个在哥罗西书的章节。
Colossians chapter 2 verses 16 and 17.
哥罗西书二章的16到17节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 16. Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.
哥罗西书二章十六到十七节，所以不拘在饮食上或节期、月朔、安息日都不可让人论断你们，这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
During our Lord's earthly ministry, the strongest opposition came from the Pharisees.
当我们主耶稣基督在地上服事的时候，对着他最大的那个抗拒就是来自一般人，法利赛人。
Our Lord healed many, including on the Sabbath day.
我们的主耶稣医治了许多人，也在安息日做这样的事。
This is the reason why the opposition came from the Pharisees.
这就是为什么法利赛人那边开始有抗拒。
But our Lord Jesus said He is the Lord of Sabbath.
但我们的主耶稣这么说，他是安息日的主。
Therefore, the Sabbath is just in the Old Testament is just a shadow for the substance is our Lord Christ Jesus Himself.
所以在旧约里面讲到的安息日只不过是影儿，但是那个实体形体却是我们的基督他自己。
So is the festivals.
这些节期也是一样。
So this morning we're going to look into the festivals of the Lord.
所以今天早上我们来看在主里面看这些节期。
In view of our running the race together.
那借着这些节期来看我们怎样跑当跑的路。
Let's have a time prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for who you are.
主耶稣基督，我们要感谢你、赞美你，因着你所事的。
For what you have accomplished for us on the cross.
为着你在十字架上所成就的。
The Lamb of God died on the cross for us sinners.
神的羔羊在十字架上为我们这样的罪人而死。
So that we can have this sweet communion with you, Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以与主耶稣有这样甜美的交通。
We wanted to say, Lord, we thank you for all the provision made for us.
主啊，我们想要说的是感谢你所有的预备。
Our wandering heart may be turned unto you.
我们这游荡的心可以来转向你。
We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
把赞美归给你，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
In the Old Testament, particularly Deuteronomy 16, chapter 16, verse 16.
在旧约里面，尤其是在申命记的十六章十六节里面。
There were three festivals mentioned here.
在那里提到有三个节期。
In Leviticus 23, mentioned about the seven festivals recorded in the Old Testament.
在利未记二十三节讲到了在旧约里面的七个节日。
But these three festivals mentioned in Deuteronomy 16, that's quite significant for believers as for us as well.
在《生命记》十六章里面讲到的那三个节期，对于我们信的人非常重要。
So in Deuteronomy, mentioned about all the male Israelites, they have to go to Jerusalem to celebrate these three festivals.
在《生命记》十六章讲到以色列人所有的男丁要一年三次来庆贺这些节日。
The first one is the Passover.
第一个节日是除酵节，也是逾越节。
Also, it certainly is in what they include the unleavened bread.
里面也包括除酵节。
The second mention, the festival mentioned is the weeks.
第二个节期就是七七节，也是五旬节。
Concluded with the Pentecost.
是在五旬节结束。
Then the third festival is the festival of the booth.
那第三个节期是祝棚节。
It's also called the ingathering or the feast of the Lord.
或者也称为主的日子。
So this morning, the burden in my heart is to share with the brothers and sisters this matter of running the race in view of these three festivals.
所以今天早上我要跟大家分享的内容就是借着这些节期来看如何跑当跑的路。
The Old Testament festival celebration is quite spiritually significant for the believers.
旧约的这三个庆贺的节日对于我们这些信的人非常的有意义。
It serves as a reminder to remind us that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
这些提醒我们应该注目在主耶稣身上。
So let's look at this festival mentioned in Leviticus 23. The first one is the Passover.
所以让我们来看看这些节期。第一个在利未记二十三章讲到的是逾越节。
As recorded in Exodus, this is the first mentioned in Exodus chapter 12.
这件事第一次提到是在出埃及记的第十二章。
In Exodus 12, mentioned the Lord remind the Israelites what He will do on the day of Passover.
在那里，耶和华就吩咐以色列人他们在逾越节所要做的事。
The first thing the Lord mentioned for Israelites, this has become the first month of the year.
对以色列人来讲，主耶稣耶和华所吩咐的第一件事就是这件事要在正月。
So I don't know what kind of calendar they had during the time of the first Passover, but the Lord changed the calendar. So this is the for you. This becomes the first month of the year.
不管当时逾越节第一个逾越节的时候用的是什么样的日历，但对于我们来讲，主耶稣来了之后，对于我们的逾越节就是每年的开始。
So Exodus 12 mentioned about on the 10th day they have get a lamb without blemish.
在那里讲到出埃及记第十二章讲到正月的初十日他们要取羊羔。
At the 14th day, the twilight, they kill the lamb.
在正月的十四日黄昏的时候要把这个羊羔宰了。
They apply the blood. The most important is how they use the blood. They apply the blood on the two doorposts and the lintel.
那最重要的是，他们要取这个血，把它涂在房屋左右的门框和门楣上。
The Lord said this become a sign for him. So when the Lord passed over the land of Egypt,
那耶和华说这血呢要在他们的房屋上做记号，当他一见这血就越过他们。
Yeah, exactly. The Lord will pass over them so that the whatever the 10th plague, the no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
神要越过他们，在第十灾在埃及地杀头生的时候，灾殃必不临到以色列人身上来灭他们。
So this is the first Passover. It also tells us what is our Lord Jesus accomplished for us.
这是第一个逾越节，也告诉我们主耶稣为我们所成就的。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
我们的主耶稣他就是神的羔羊。
He sacrificed himself on the cross for us.
他在十字架上为我们而牺牲。
And this is once for all.
这是一次就永远成就的。
So this is what our Lord did accomplished for us.
这就是主为我们所成就的。
So in the second Corinthian, mentioned about he made him who know no sin to be sin in our stead.
在哥林多后书里面也讲到啊，神使那无罪的，原文是不知罪的，替我们成为罪。
So that we can become the righteousness of God in him.
所以我们可以在他里面成为神的义。
Also, another scripture mentioned about Colossians mentioned about he rescues us from the domain of darkness.
在哥罗西书也讲到，他是救我们脱离那黑暗的权势。
And transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
把我们迁到他爱子的国度里，我们在他爱子里面得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So this is tell us about this complete salvation of our Lord Jesus in view of this Passover.
这就让我们在逾越节里面看到主耶稣基督为我们成就这全备的救恩。
So in, let's look at the God, when the Father's view, God the Father's view, our Lord Jesus is the last Adam or the second man.
让我们再从神的眼光来看，主耶稣基督是末后的亚当，
what
也是第二个人。
Yeah, what could not accomplished by Adam in the Garden of Eve?In the garden was accomplished by our Lord Jesus on the cross.
在那头一个人在伊甸园里所不能成就的，却在我们的主身上成就了。
So let's also look at what the Bible says about our Lord Jesus.
让我们再看看圣经关于耶稣讲到什么。
The Son.
就是讲到这个儿子。
In Hebrew chapter 1 verse 3 mentioned about he is the radiance of his glory. The exact representation of his nature.
在希伯来书第一章那里面讲到他是神荣耀所发的光辉，神本体的真相。
Uphold all things by the word of his power.
常用他全能的命令托住万有。
When he had finished the salvation, he sat down at the right hand of the Father on high.
他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
So we also thank the Lord that he is the mediator of a new covenant.
我们也感谢神，因为主成为那个新约的中保。
Let's read a few scriptures that's in the Jeremiah 31.
让我们一起来读一些章节是在耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah 31，
耶利米书三十一章
，verses 33 and 34，
从第三十一节到三十四节。
This is about the new covenant our Lord Jesus established for us.
这是关乎那个主耶稣为我们所设立的新约。
So verse 33, but this is the covenant.Which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declare the Lord. I will put my law within them and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.Declare the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
这个是从耶利米书三十一章的三十三到三十四节。耶和华说：“那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上；我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识耶和华因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我我要赦免他们的罪孽不再纪念他们的罪恶这是耶和华说的
This is our Lord's Christ has accomplished for us on the cross.
所以这就是主在十字架上付了代价所为我们所成就的。
So the work of the Holy Spirit came to us.
这个时候圣灵的工作就临到我们。
So we see, from these two verses in Jeremiah 31, verse 33 and 34, the work of the Holy Spirit.
从耶利米书31章31节开始就讲到圣灵在我们里面做工。
And then in the Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 3, tell us the Son's work.
然后在希伯来书一章三节讲到神儿子的工作。
And the Father's heart as the Lord Jesus as the last Adam and the second man.
在神的心里面看到的是末后的亚当也是第二个人。
This is also why every Lord's Day we come here to have a Lord's table for the celebration.
这也是为什么每一个主日我们在这里来庆祝。
To tell the Lord Jesus that we love him for what he has accomplished for us.
也告诉主我们感激他为他所成就的。
We also apply the blood of lamb onto our heart.
我们也把主的血来涂抹在我们心上。
So this would completely satisfy Father's heart. That is, we can become the righteousness of God in him.
这也完全满足了神的心意，因为我们在基督里面成了神的义。
So our sins are totally forgiven on the cross.
所以我们的罪在十字架上完全被赦免。
We also the Holy Spirit also dealt with our sin nature.
而且圣灵来对付我们里面的罪性。
Knowing this foundational truth, so we can walk. In the light of his life.
如果知道这些真理的根基的话，我们就可以在光中来行。
Now let's look at two examples in the Old Testament about how Israelites they celebrate this Passover.
所以让我们现在从旧约里面来看两个例子，以色列人是如何来庆祝逾越节。
During the reign of Hezekiah, there's a very specific mention about the celebration of the Passover.
在西西家作王的时候，特别提到一次他们如何的来过逾越节。
As I look into this, there are three basic components in the celebration of Passover.
当我来看的时候，发现庆祝逾越节有三个要素。
The first is based on the word of God.
第一个，这是根据神的话。
The second is the consecration for the priest and the Levites and the house of God.
第二个就是祭司还有利未人他们在神的殿里面怎样来洁净自己。
The third is this all inclusive. That means not only just Judah, nation of Judah, but also Israel. They were invited to participate in this Passover.
还有不光犹大族的所有的以色列人都在一起来庆祝这个逾越节。
So when Hezekiah noticed the requirement, not by the Spirit working in his heart, to celebrate this Passover.
所以也是圣灵在西西家里面动工，让他来庆祝这个逾越节。
He asked all the priests and the Levites to consecrate themselves.
他在那里要求所有的祭司跟利未人来奉献洁净自己。
Also, the Levites and the priests they remove all the idols from the house of God.
而且让利未人跟这些祭司从圣殿里面把所有这些偶像跟污秽的物除去。
So this is the process of consecration.
这个就是奉献的过程。
So it took quite a long time because they accumulated quite a lot of baggage in the past.
他们花了很多时间，因为在过往的年日，他们积聚了很多这些污秽之物。
So they celebrate the Passover during the second month of the year.
所以他们在庆祝逾越节的时候，是在一年的第二个月。
So it really pleased the Lord how they celebrated.
他们这样来庆祝的时候，真的让神的心得喜悦。
So the Lord didn't care whether it's the first month or second month, but the heart was right.
所以神不在乎他们是在第一个月还是在第二个月来庆祝，神在乎的是他们的心。
So King Hezekiah also sent out letters to the northern kingdom.
而且西西家王还把信写给北国的人。
The invitation for the northern kingdom to come to Jerusalem is to return unto the Lord so that the Lord will return unto them.
所以他写信给北国的人，招聚他们来南国庆祝逾越节，让他们的心转向神，也让神的心来转向他的儿女。
So it really pleased the Lord that some of the people from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun, they rejoiced and humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem.
所以让神的心非常喜悦的就是亚舍、马拿西、西布伦中也有人自卑来到耶路撒冷。
In 2 Chronicle, chapter 30, verse 11 and 12,mentioned about the hand of God were also on Judah to give them one heart to do what the king and the princes commanded by the word of the Lord.
在历代志下三十章十一节开始，那里面也讲到，神也感动犹大人，使他们一心遵行王与众首领凭耶和华之言所发的命令。
You might ask why they have to invite northern kingdom Israel to come together.
也许你要问为什么他们要邀请北国以色列国来到这边一同来庆祝。
That the reason being that in Exodus chapter 4 verse 22, the Lord told Moses to say to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, Israel is my son.My firstborn.
这个原因是因为在出埃及记第四章，耶和华借着摩西向法老这么说，就是说，我要我的儿子，我头生的以色列人来出来服侍我。
So all the Israelites, they are the firstborn of the Lord.
所以每一个以色列人都是神首生的。
So we thank the Lord. So King Hezekiah, they reinstitute.This Passover celebration.
所以西西家就在这里来组织这样一个庆祝。
The description in 2 Chronicle chapter 30 verses 26 and 27 has such a glorious celebration.
在历代志下三十章二十六到二十七节那里面就来描述这个庆祝是多么的美好。
Let me read it.2 Chronicles 30, verses 26 and 27. So there was great joy in Jerusalem because there was nothing like this in Jerusalem since the day of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Then the Levitical priest arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came to his holy dwelling place, to heaven.
在历代志下三十章二十六二十七节，这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐。自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。那时祭司利未人起来为民祝福，他们的声音蒙神垂听，他们的祷告达到天上的圣所。
So this is a wonderful description. Their prayer came to his holy dwelling placeHeaven.
这是一个美好的描述，就是他们的祷告达到天上的圣所。
So this is a wonderful description. We hope our Wednesday night prayer meeting, our prayer will reach out to heaven.
这是一个美好的描述，我真的希望我们周三的祷告聚会也可以达到天上的圣所。
So then let's look into the second example recorded in the Old Testament about King Josiah's reign.
然后我们再来看看旧约里面过逾越节里面提到的第二个例子，就是在约西亚王的时候。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 34, mention about Josiah found the book of the law of Moses.
在历代志下三十四章呢里面讲到约西亚王他们在圣殿里面找到律法书。
actually was the, a priest. He found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Then he gave it to the scribe. Then the scribe showed to Josiah.
其实是一个祭司在圣殿里面找到律法书，然后把这本书给了一个文士，文士再把这本书带到约西亚王面前。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 35, the description is following.
在历代志下第35章是这么讲的。
Then Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem. There had not been celebration at Passover like it in Israel since the day of Samuel the prophet, nor had any of the kings of Israel celebrate such a Passover as Josiah did with the priests, the Levites, all Judah and Israel, who were present and the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the 18th year of Josiah's reign. This Passover was celebrated. This is 2 Chronicles 35, verses 18 to 19.
在历代志下35章18到19节，那里说，自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过，像约西亚、祭司、利未人，在那里的犹大人和以色列人，以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。这逾越节是约西亚作王18年守的。
So again, we see the three components mentioned as similar to that of Hezekiah's time.
这里面我们又看到像西西家他们守逾越节时候里面看到的这三个要素。
The first is important. First importance is is the base on the word of God.
第一件重要的事就是根据神的话。
The secondThey also repair the house of the Lord.
第二就是他们来修补神的殿。
That means the consecration, contribution.
或者说他们在神面前的奉献跟洁净。
The third part is all Judah and Israel, they came together to celebrate this Passover.
还有第三点就是犹大人跟以色列人一起来守逾越节。
So we give thanks to the Lord for this two examples as recorded in the Old Testament.
所以我们为着在旧约所记载的这两个例子感谢神。
Why we need to be reminded about our Lord as our Passover lamb?
为什么我们需要被提醒耶稣就是逾越节的羊羔？
In the Hebrews chapter 2 mentioned about so great a salvation.
在希伯来书第二章讲到这个救恩是何等大的救恩。
So it also provides us a warning so that we do not drift away from it. How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That is Hebrew chapter 2 verse 1 and 3.
在希伯来书二章一节跟三节里面也提醒我们，在第一节那里面讲到，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
So the hymn we sung before the, this sharing was the Come Thou Fount of All Blessing.
在我们信息之前的诗歌讲到，来啊你这万福泉源。
It reminds us our hearts tends to wander and prone to leave the God we love.
这里面也让我们看到，其实我们的心是很容易随着本性就离开我们的主。
So the Spirit tells us, take and seal it with thy Spirit from above.
所以那里面也讲到，愿意灵带着我们，带领我们，而且保守我们，带我们到他的面前，天上的永远的源泉那里。
Then let's move to the second festival mentioned in.Deuteronomy 16:16.
然后让我们再看第二个节期，就是在申命记16章16节所提到的。
That is the festival of weeks.
这就是七七节。
When we talk about the weeks, we have to start with the feast of the first fruit.
当我们提到七七节的时候，必须先提到初熟节。
First fruit represents the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
因为初熟节 里面所预表的是我们主耶稣基督的死而复活。
So in 1 Corinthians 15, that's a very famous resurrection chapter. Verses 20 and 21 mentioned. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead.
在哥林多前书十五章，特别是讲到复活的一章，在那里面的20节、21节这么说：但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死尽因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
In Gospel according to Matthew chapter 21 verse 18 and 19, this is a recording of about our Lord cursed the fig tree.
在马太福音二十一章里面提到主耶稣在那里诅咒一棵无花果树。
Our Lord was walking. Towards Jerusalem, and he saw a long fig tree.
我们的主耶稣向着耶路撒冷走的时候，看到一棵无花果树。
He was looking for the first fruit.
他在那里寻找出熟的果子。
The first fruit represents someone turn their hearts onto the Lord himself.
出熟的果子代表的就是有一般人他们的心转向主自己。
That means our Lord was looking for someone resemble him, the Lord himself.
或者说主耶稣在那里寻找有没有人有他自己的样式。
So the first fruit was to satisfy the Lord Jesus himself.
所以出熟的果子所满足的是主耶稣他自己。
So at that moment, our Lord could not find any. So he cursed the fig tree.
在那个时刻，主耶稣没有找到果子，所以他就咒诅那棵无花果树。
So after our Lord's resurrection, ascension, and the glorification,
当我们的主复活升天得荣耀之后
，the believers in Christ are the first fruit for satisfying our Lord Jesus.
我们这些信主的，当时信主的人，就成为那出熟的果子，来满足主的心意。
So here, the purpose of the first fruit is to satisfy our Lord Jesus.
所以在这里再一次提到，出熟的果子是要满足主耶稣基督他自己。
What will satisfy our Lord Jesus is to have the likeness of himself in us.
什么能够让主耶稣满足呢？就是他在我们里面可以找到他的形象。
So after this first fruit,celebration, the feast of first fruit. Then immediately after the Sabbath, and you count for seven Sabbath.
是在这个出熟节之后，在安息日之后，才来到七七节。
So after seven Sabbath or 7 weeks, then we come to the Pentecost.
是在七个安息日之后，我们又来到五旬节。
So as far as in the New Testament, the Pentecost, we can find in the chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
现在我们如果看到在新约里面的五旬节，就是《使徒行传》第二章所讲到的。
So this tells us about the Lord's purpose and his provision made for us.
就看到神的心意，还有他为我们的预备。
So on the day of Pentecost, 120 believers assembled in the upper room.
在五旬节那一天，有120个门徒，他们聚集在一个楼房里。
They came like a fire, so the Holy Spirit filled every one of them.
然后圣灵就像火一样来降临，充满在屋子里面的每一个人。
So this is a work of Holy Spirit. Afterwards, they spoke a different language.
这个是圣灵的工作，在那个之后，他们个人就讲起方言。
They maybe speak in Texas, maybe we're familiar like a Spanish or different Chinese language or different languages.
他们也许说德州话，说中国话，还有说其他的这些语言。
But we can see the manifestation of the be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但我们看到被圣灵充满之后那个彰显。
So this in Leviticus 23, when the description about this Pentecost, we notice one very specific and very unique description about Pentecost.
在利未记第二十七章，我们看到关于五旬节非常详细的记载。
That's in Leviticus 23, verse 17.
好，是在利未记的二十三章十七节。
And the Lord told Israel to make two loaves of bread made out of fine flour plus leaven.
在那里讲到要烤成两个摇祭的饼，当作初熟之物献给耶和华。
Okay, this very specific mention about the leaven in the fine flour.
哦，在里面讲到要加上酵，烤成两个摇祭的饼。
In the Old Testament time, I don't think Israelites would understand why leaven be included during the day of Pentecost celebration.
在旧约里面的人，他们一定不会明白为什么在五旬节的时候要在饼里面加酵。
But we understand in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came, it's like a fire. So this is they baptized 120 into one body.
但是在《使徒行传》，我们看到圣灵来的时候是用火来施洗，将120个人浸成一个身体。
So this we see the wonderful provision of the Lord.
这里我们看到神特别的预备，奇妙的预备。
So the function of the Holy Spirit is to bring us to the cross and transform us to the likeness of Christ.
圣灵的工作就是来来改变我们，把我们磨成他儿子荣耀的形象。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 16, it tells us the Spirit is pleased to reveal his Son in us.
在加勒太书一章十六节里面讲，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
In Galatians 4:19 mentioned about Paul travail until Christ is formed in the believers.
在加勒太书四章那里面也讲到，保罗他受生产之苦，直到基督成形在我们心里。
This is regarding the Pentecost or the Holy Spirit in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
而关于五旬节还有圣灵的工作，在约翰一书第二章十七节也特别的提到。
1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书二章十七节。二十七节。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, is not a lie. Just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
是在约翰一书的二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So here, mentioned about the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这里面讲到圣灵的恩膏。
For believers, we all have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
对于每一个信主的人，我们都有恩膏的教训。
It's true. It's not a lie.
这是真的，不是假的。
But the question is abiding.
但问题是住在主里面。
Abide in him. You abide in him. That's the warning.
你们要住在按着恩膏的教训住在主里面，这个是神的一个警告。
So we praise the Lord for what the provision he made for us.
所以我们感谢主为他所预备的。
We not only have our Lord Jesus as our high priest intercedes for us in the heavenly place.
不光我们有主作为大祭司在天上为我们代求。
We also have the Holy Spirit in us on earth to remind us about Lord's purpose.
在地上我们也有圣灵在这里来提醒我们关乎神的旨意。
Now we have a look into the first two important festivals, the Passover or unleavened bread, and then the Pentecost.
所以我们刚才已经看到两个重要的节日，第一个是逾越节，也是除酵节；第二个就是七七节，里面也讲到五旬节。
Now between the Pentecost and the next festival, the festival of the booth, there's a long period of more than 3 months.
然后在五旬节跟下面一个节日祝棚节之间有很长的时间，几个月。
So this tells us about the Lord's purpose during this 3 months.
这里面就讲到在这几个月里面神的心意是什么。
So this is the come back to the burden in my heart regarding the running the race.
这个又回到我今天的负担，就是当跑的路。
You know, in our walking with the Lord, very often we find out our problem is not often with our heart, is the most important enemy in our life.
当我们跑这条路的时候，就发现其实真正的敌人还不是外面的，是我们里面这个自己。
So that is the self-life manifested very often for our walk with the Lord.
这个自己就是这样在与神同行里面被暴露出来。
How would we deal with the situation?
那我们怎么样来处理呢？
We know the truth very much.
我们都知道真理。
So this morning, very briefly, we talk about the truth, what the Lord given to us.
今天早上我也简略地跟大家分享到主给我们的这些真理。
First, in Galatians 2:20.
第一个是讲到加勒太书二章二十节。
So in Galatians 2:20, we recognize I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. He loved me and gave himself up for me.
在加勒太书二章二十节那里面讲到，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
In Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 6, mentioned about knowing this, our old self has been crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we will no longer be slave to sin.
在罗马书六章六节那里面也讲到，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，使我们不再做罪的奴仆。
In a book of Romans, chapter 6, the three key words here is knowing, and the second word is consider. Consider you dead to sin and alive to God.
在罗马书第六章的里面有几个关键的词。第一个就是知道，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。还有第二个词是当看，这样你们向罪当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
The third key word is present yourself.
第三个就是现，就是
present yourself to God as those alive from the dead, your members as the instrument of righteousness to God. That's in Romans 6:13.
在罗马书六章十三节里面就讲到，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Then we ask ourselves, how long would it take for the Lord to change us to control this self life?
那我们就要问，到底要花多久的时间，神可以改变我们，让我们脱离这个己的控制？
We thank the Lord. The Lord never eradicate this self-life from us.
我们感谢神，神没有，从来没有要根除我们这个己生命。
Sometimes we may have the desire and in prayer say, Lord, do remove my self-life.
有的时候我们也在感动里面向神祷告说，主啊，除去我里面这个己。
But the Lord will never do that.
但是神永远不会这么做。
He gave us the provision is to rely on the mighty name of Jesus.
他给我们的预备就是让我们来依靠那大能的主耶稣。
So that the life of Jesus may help us to overcome.
然后耶稣的生命可以帮助我们来得胜。
As far as how long would it take to control, have this self control under control?
那至于讲到要多久才让我们的这个脊背对付呢？
It is a lifetime experience.
这是一生的一个经历。
Just look into the time of given the law until the time of Christ.
让我们看看当律法搬下来当、到主耶稣道成肉身到底有多久。
It was about 1450 years.
那里面有大概1450年的时间。
So that is a time for generations. That is, we are under the discipline of the Lord to render the self-life inoperative.
这就是历世历代以来我们怎样可以让我们自己降服在主里面。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, mentioned about this 40 years Israelites were in the wilderness.
在《申命记》八章二节里面就讲到以色列人在旷野里面这些年日。
What was the purpose for the wandering in the wilderness for 40 years?
在旷野里面这样漂流40年到底目的是什么？
So the Lord may humble them, testing them to know what was in their heart. Deuteronomy 8:2.
所以他们这样的话，神要苦练他，试炼他，要知道他们的心内如何。
So then we look into another. This is mentioned about the 40 years testing.
另外一处也讲到40年的试炼。
So then we move to look into David's experience in the Lord.
我们也看到大卫在神里面的经历。
You know, David was anointed 3 times as we recorded.
我们知道大卫根据记载被膏过3次。
The today's main focus is on the third time David was anointed king of whole Israel.
今天我们所要集中在的就是他第三次被膏成为整个以色列的君王。
The first time David was anointed as a king was done by Samuel, but it was the Lord who actually anointed David.
第一次提到是撒母耳来膏大卫，那个是神膏大卫做王。
Because the Lord looked at the Samuel looked at the brother of David, he thought that it was the one. But Lord told him, the man look at the outward appearance, but God look into the heart.
在撒母耳高大卫跟他高大卫的时候，看到他的兄弟就觉得这个人应该做王。但是耶和华却告诉撒母耳说，人是看外貌，但我却是看内心。
So then we look into this. David was anointed the second time.
然后我们如果看大卫第二次被膏。
He was at Hebron, so the Judah.Came to David and anointed David as king over Judah.
这个时候大卫在希伯伦，那个时候犹大人在那里膏大卫做犹大家的王。
So this I consider this is the anointing of the Lord Jesus.
这个时候我们可以把它看成是主耶稣基督的受膏。
For our Lord was tempted in all things, but without sin.
因为主耶稣凡事也都被试探，但他却没有犯罪。
But David was attempted at least I know at least 2 times during the time he flee from King Saul.
在大卫的身上，据着我所记得的，在他逃避扫罗王的时候，起码有2次受试探。
The first recorded was, as I know, is recorded because of Nabal.And the Abigail situation.
第一次我所记得是在拿巴跟亚比该的事上他受试探。
So David took 400 men, almost wanted to kill Nabal and his people.
那个时候大卫带着400个人想要杀拿巴和他家里的人。
But Abigail interceded for them.
但是亚比该却为他们代求。
So this is the time of the Lord, our Lord, averted the situation of blood shedding.
这个时候神就介入来阻止了这场流人血的事件。
The second event, David was tempted. He was hiding behind Philistines.
第二次大卫受试探，那个时候他是逃避躲在非利士人中间。
So the king Achish had told David, our commander didn't want you to be there.
这个时候那个亚吉王就向大卫说，非利士人的这些首领他们不愿意你跟我们一起在我们中间。
So David returned to Ziklag. So this is the time also the Lord intervened.
然后大卫就回到他所住的地方，这个也是神介入的一次。
So also avoid David to commit certain sins.
他就阻止了大卫犯他当时差不多要犯的罪。
So David in Hebron was anointed the second time, was anointed by the Lord Jesus.
那因此大卫在希伯伦可以第二次的受膏，就像我们的主受膏一样。
The third time, David was anointed king by the whole Israel, was as recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
那第三次大卫他受膏是被整个以色列家来受膏，那是在撒母耳记下的五章三节。
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 17. Now Abner had consultation with the elder of Israel, saying, In times past, you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it.
在
Once again, 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 17 and 18.
撒母耳记下的三章十七到十八节。亚尼尔就对以色列的长老说，从前你们愿意大卫做王治理你们，现在你们可以照心愿而行。
So, Abner has a very unique name. His name is Abba Ner. He's a son of Ner.
亚尼尔这个名字很有意思，它是两部分，就是亚跟尼尔，他是尼尔的儿子。
So in this particular recording, it reminds me about Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
所以在这里又让我想到罗马书的七章十八节。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
那里面讲到，我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
So here, the third time David was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
所以这第三次大卫受膏是讲到被圣灵所膏。
By name, Abner means he is following his father's will.
亚尼尔的名字就是说他跟随他的父亲。
So this is the function of the Holy Spirit.
这个也是圣灵他的工作。
So then let's look at the fruit.
然后我们也看看这个果子。
The fruit in the Spirit working during the periods deal with the self nature and transform us into his likeness.
我们看看，就是当圣灵在我们身上借着时间来对付己这个本性，而且把我们磨成神儿子形象的时候，他的工作里面的果子。
It helps would help if we look into the fruit in the land of Canaan.
如果我们来看迦南地的出产，就能够帮助我们了解这些果子。
In the book of Numbers.Chapter 13 mentioned about when Israelites, the spy, went to the land.
在民数记十三章里面讲到那些探子进到迦南地。
they brought back from the valley of Ishkol the three different fruits.
然后他们从以实各谷带回来三种果子。
The first one is grape, the second one pomegranate, the third one is figs.
里面有葡萄，有石榴，还有无花果。
In Habakkuk chapter 3 also mentioned about though the fig tree doesn't blossom, the vine doesn't produce its fruit. So he here mentioned about grapes and the figs.
Yeah, 在哈巴谷书第三章里面也提到无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，所以里面提到了葡萄跟无花果。
So this morning, I'd like to share about my personal, when I was young, like a youth, like a teenager, my experience with fig and with grapevine.
所以我想跟大家讲讲，当我在青少年的时候所经历的就是这两种果子，无花果跟葡萄。
When I was little, my father, he was a college professor from the agricultural college.
在我小的时候，我的父亲是一个农学院的教授。
So he brought back a fig tree.
所以他就带回来一棵无花果树。
You know, in Taiwan, I never seen fig tree before.
在台湾，我从来没有见到过无花果树。
So for 10 years, it started with like a 12-inch height.
然后在十年之中，它就从一个12英寸那么高的小树
，and grow to only like 18 inches.
哦，这么多年只长到18寸。
So the reason being that when I tasted the fruit of the figs, it's tasteless.
我为什么会这样？我吃这个无花果的时候，它完全是没有什么味道的。
In our backyard, we have five big mango trees.
在我们的后院有六个很高大的芒果树。
Five. Each tree is more than 18 inches diameter for the trunk.
每一棵树呢，它们的树径都超过18寸。
So this, when I compare mango versus the fig, I would prefer to have mango. This is part of the lust of the flesh.
所以在芒果跟无花果之间，我宁愿吃芒果，这个是肉体的情欲。
That's why we never pay attention to that fig tree.
所以我们从来没有注意这棵无花果树。
So the spiritual lesson is the first. Whatever we have the Lord, the life in us, we need to cultivate the life.
所以第一个我们在属灵里面要学的就是当这个生命在我们里面的时候，我们要去耕种。
We need to come closer, close to our Lord Jesus.
我们需要与主耶稣基督亲近。
The second spiritual lesson from this fig is under the fig tree mentioned in the Bible.
那第二个属灵里面可以学到的就是当圣经提到无花果树的时候。
So in the Gospel according to John, first chapter, when Philip they call Nathaniel.
在约翰福音那里面提到拿但业。
Nathaniel said nothing good come out of Nazareth.
拿但业就说拿撒勒能出什么好的呢？
But when the Lord saw Nathaniel, he said, I saw you under the fig tree.
但是主耶稣看到拿但业就说我已经看见你在无花果树下。
In Houston, in Texas, we have sometimes we have a, in certain backyard we have a fig tree.
在德州有的人后院里面是有无花果树。
One time, a brother he was away. He said, "You can go to my backyard, you know, pick the fig you like that you like." While we were away.
有一个弟兄他出远门的时候就跟我讲，你可以随时到我的后院来吃无花果。
So I went.I was regretted I didn't wear long sleeve.
我去了之后就非常后悔，因为我没有穿长袖的衣服。
You know, in Houston, under the fig trees, you're feeding the mosquitoes.
因为在休斯顿，如果你去到无花果树下面，只不过是喂蚊子。
But in the Old Testament, for the Jews, under the fig tree, that means they're meditating on the messianic prophecy.
但是如果以色列人在无花果树下每次提到都讲到这个人在那里默想关于弥赛亚的这个预言。
So it is related to meditating on the Lord himself and also in prayer.
所以这个就是讲到默想主自己而且在那里祷告。
The last aspect of the fig tree is about the fig itself.
最后一点讲到的就是无花果它自己。
The fig, as I later on found out, the figs are not vegetarian food.
那我自己在无花果上面所学到的就是无花果它不是蔬菜的果子。
Every fig, it has go through a process, the wasp, tiny wasp will go in to pollinate the fig. And then the wasp won't be able to get out. As a result, the body disintegrates, the wasp body disintegrates. That's what we have the fig.
在无花果它的生长的过程里面需要有那些黄蜂给它授粉。就有很小的黄蜂它进到无花果里面在里面它身体受到损害之后死在里面然后无花果树把它完全的吸收。
So every fig we eat, we have to think about the Lord Jesus who died for us on the cross.
所以每一颗我们所吃的无花果都应该让我们想到主耶稣基督为我们而死。
So it's not easy, the Lord in Exodus 4 mentioned about Israelites is my son, my firstborn.
所以当神在出埃及记第四章里面提到以色列人说他们是我的儿子是我头生的时候不是一件很容易的事。
Because Lord Jesus died for them, every one of them.
因为主耶稣为他们而死为他们每一个人而死。
So this is the fact that we have to, when we meditate on the matter of Lord Jesus' love unto us.
所以我们在默想的时候需要想到主耶稣为我们所做成的。
The second aspect about the fruit, based on my youth experience, is about the vine.
那第二件在我青少年的时候所学到的关于果子的功课就是关于葡萄。
When I was young, my brothers, they went out to college or to different places. So my responsibility was to take care of the backyard.
当我小的时候，我的哥哥们他们大了，都去了大学，所以照顾后院的事就落在我身上。
Every spring, I had to cut the vine. We have two structures for the grape. So we have to cut the vine almost to the bare.
每一个春天开始的时候我们家里面有两处种葡萄的地方我都要去来修剪这个葡萄树每一次都要把它砍到几乎是光光的枝子。
So in the early spring, you see the growth of the grapevine.
然后在春天你就看到葡萄树的生长。
In maybe a few weeks from that growth, you couldn't tell which part is the vine, which part is the branch.
然后在几周里面它长得非常快你甚至看不出哪些是树干哪些是枝子。
So this is quite interesting because in John chapter 15 verse 5 tell us the Lord Jesus said I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
这个非常的有意思因为在约翰福音十五章第五节那里面讲我是葡萄树你们是枝子常在我里面的我也常在他里面这人就多结果子因为离了我你们就不能做什么。
So from the first lesson I learned from the vine is it's indistinguishable for the branches from the vine itself.
所以我在葡萄树里面所学的第一件事就是树干枝子跟树干跟这棵树是很难分别的。
That's a life transforming work of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵在我们生命里面所做那个转变的工作。
Also, when you check the fruit itself.
然后我们再来看看这个果子。
all the grapes from the top side of the structure, you don't see any grapes, but you have to go under the structure, you see the grapes.
啊，在葡萄树的顶端你看不到什么葡萄，但你需要弯下腰来，在底下就能找到葡萄。
This tells us about the humility of the Lord Jesus, the life.
这也告诉我们主耶稣基督他那个谦卑的生命。
So you also see from this branch you have a certain cluster, and further down you have another cluster.
所以在每一个枝子里面，你在这里看到一挂葡萄，再啊往前一点又看到另外一挂葡萄。
So this tells us about the oneness in Christ Jesus.
这也告诉我们在耶稣里面的合一。
So this is what I experienced in while I was young.
这就是我在青少年的时候所学到的。
From the figs, I learned that we need to cultivate the life.
从无花果，我们学到要来耕种我们里面的生命。
We also need to have a time of prayer, meditation before the Lord.
我们也需要在神面前有默想、祷告的时间。
We also give thanks.For his sacrifice on the cross for us.
也为着他在十字架上的牺牲来感谢他。
From the vine, we thank the Lord for his life.
为着葡萄这个果子，我们也感谢主耶稣为着他的生命。
Abiding in him.
住在他里面。
And the outcome is a humility.
这个外面的果子就是谦卑。
Now let's come to the last festival.
现在我们来看最后一个节期。
That's the festival of the booth.
就是祝棚节。
The feast of Jehovah, of ingathering.
就是耶和华的节日。
In Nehemiah chapter 8, mentioned about the celebration of this booth.
在尼希米记的第八章就提到这个祝棚节。
So in the first verse of chapter 8 of Nehemiah, it mentioned all the people gather as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate. They ask Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses.
在尼希米记第八章第一节就开始讲到，到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同义人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
In verse 16 of the same chapter, mentioned about people went out and brought them leaves and each on his roof in the course of the house of God.In the square or at the water gate, in the square at the gate of Ephraim.
在尼希米记第八章的十六节那里面讲到，于是百姓就出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。
So here mentioned about the gate of Ephraim.
这里面讲到。以法莲门。
You know, most of the remnants returned to Jerusalem are from Judah.
大部分从巴比伦归回的那些人都住在都是以法莲人。
No, they're from Judah.
他们是从犹大这个支派回来的。
But their hearts are open to the tribe of Ephraim.
但是他们的心向着以法莲族也是打开的。
So this is the heart of the Lord for his people.
这个就是神向着他子民所有的心意。
So further in verse 17 mentioned an entire assembly of those who had returned from captivity made booths and lived in them. The son of Israel had indeed not done so from the day of Joshua, the son of Nun, to that day.They were great rejoicing.
在第八章十七节里面讲到，从鲁道之地归回的全会众就搭棚，住在棚里。从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候，直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。于是众人大大喜乐。
So this is a quite important celebration of the feast of the booth.
所以这个祝棚节是一个极大的欢庆。
The reason for this particular celebration is this celebration is also called the Feast of the Lord.
这个大庆祝的原因是什么呢？这个庆祝的名字也叫圣安息。
In John Gospel according to John chapter 7 verse 37 and 38. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
在约翰福音第七章三十七到三十八节那里面讲到，节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出要流出活水的江河来。
So this feast is also called ingathering.
所以这个节期也被称为收藏节。
Ingathering, that means the Lord is related to our Lord's return.
因为这个是与主的再来有关系的。
Then we see in Ezekiel 47, water from the temple.
然后我们也从以西结书四十七章看到，就是圣殿里面的水。
So Ezekiel 47 mentioned about the water from the temple came out from the south of the altar under the threshold of the house toward the east.
在以西结书四十七章讲到从殿的门槛下面有水往东流出，在祭坛的南边往下流。
So every 1,000 cubit, that is 1,500 feet, they measure, the first is ankle deep, then knee high, then to the height of a loin, then a big river.
在那里面讲到从这里开始每量一千肘，就是大概是1500英尺。开始那个水是到了踝子骨，然后就到了膝，然后就到了腰，然后就到了可扶的水。
Our Lord Jesus twice during the Israelites were in the wilderness. The Lord first time the Lord asked to strike the rock so that the water flowing out from the rock.
在旷野里面有两次神让水从磐石而出，第一次神是让摩西以杖击打磐石出水。
The second time the Lord asked Moses to ask the rock.
然后第二次神让摩西吩咐磐石出水。
So in John a gospel according to John chapter 7 mentions in our innermost beings shall flow rivers of living water.
在约翰福音第七章里面讲到，信他的人要从我们腹中流出活水的江河来。
So this tells us about the transformation work of the Lord of the Holy Spirit.
这里面也讲到圣灵那个改变的工作。
So rivers of living water also came from the altar.
这个活水是从祭坛流下来的。
That means the cross.
这也是讲到十字架。
So we give thanks for this particular the Lord's work among His people.
所以我们为着主在他的儿女身上所做的要感谢他。
So this morning, my burden, as mentioned, the burden is about running the race in view of the festivals.
今天早上我的负担已经跟大家讲到，就是从节期来看怎样跑当跑的路。
So running the race in summary from the fruits that would be to satisfy our Lord Jesus, we learn a few precious lessons.
所以讲到总结的话，我们的果子是要来满足主耶稣基督，有这几个方面。
So we needed to cultivate the life within us.
我们需要来耕种在我们里面这个生命。
So we also need to meditate or to pray unto the Lord.
我们也需要默想或者来向主祷告。
We also need to fix our eyes on Jesus who sacrificed himself for us.
我们也要来仰望主耶稣基督，就是为我们而牺牲的。
Finally, we need to abide in him.
最后我们要住在他里面。
So we give thanks for this the Lord's heart unto us.
所以我们为着神这样的心意来感谢他。
Let's give thanks and praise of the Lord.
让我们把感谢赞美归给我们的主。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord.
主耶稣啊，我们愿意来感谢和赞美你。
For your heart toward us is truly beyond our comprehension.
你向着我们的心意真是超乎我们所求所想。
We may be joined with our brothers and sisters to know the breadth, length, height, and depth of your love.
我们可以与众圣徒现在一起来明白你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
主啊，我们爱你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.